AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, has had surgery for a fractured skull and suffered injuries to his right arm and hands when an intruder hit him several times with a hammer this morning in the family's San Francisco home. Police Chief Bill Scott says when officers arrived at the home, Pelosi and the intruder were struggling over the hammer.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
Sources say the intruder was shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after breaking in. She was in Washington at the time. President Biden and officials from both parties expressed their shock and support for the Pelosis. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, while campaigning for a GOP House candidate, said, "There's no room for violence anywhere, but we're going to send her back to be with him in California." Six children and two adults, all members of one family, were found dead in a burning home in Broken Arrow, a suburb of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We have six juvenile victims, ranging in ages from 1 to 13 years old. We have two adult suspects deceased, being investigated as a murder-suicide.
Police Chief Brandon Berryhill says they are trying to determine whether both adults were involved in the killings of the children. Shortly after the world's richest person, Elon Musk, took control of Twitter, some conservative personalities wasted no time to jump on the platform, recirculating long-debunked conspiracy theories in a tongue-in-cheek attempt to test whether Twitter's policies on misinformation were still being enforced. Musk posted a tweet this afternoon writing, "A content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints is being formed, when no major actions will take place until the council convenes." This is AP News. NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel wife call it quits. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The speculation that their marriage was troubled has ended with an announcement on social media. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen say they've finalized their divorce. She says they've grown apart. He calls it painful and difficult. The couple got married in 2009 when they had their first child. Brady, then with New England, said his focus remained on football.
I put all those emotions aside and kind of come in here with you know, great sense of determination on what we have to do as a team.
Brady announced his retirement in February to spend more time with his family, only to return to the game 40 days later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Game one of the World Series is tonight. Houston Astros hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. Two clubs are in Houston again tomorrow for game two of the best of seven series. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.